Back here on today's Daily Radio Sports Page, we're joined now by head coach of the Central College women's basketball team, Justin Whelan. And coach, with a group who's never played in the conference tournament, I guess people forgot to tell them that six seeds aren't supposed to knock off three seeds, especially when their last win over a Simpson squad was back in the 2002 season. Just overall, your thoughts on what was a crazy night and an awesome win for the Dutch?
Yeah, I mean, it was just an incredible night. I mean, just an absolutely just gutsy comeback, you know, by our women last night. And yeah, it's a little bit surreal, even still today, you know, getting that one and you know, keeping our dancing shoes on. But that's what tournament basketball is. You know, everybody's records get reset. Nobody cares what you did in the regular season or what your record was. It just comes down to who's playing the best basketball, at the right time. And I mean, that was just an instant classic. I mean, that is a very, very, very good, you know, Simpson team. And, you know, but we felt like we had a great game plan, and man, did our team just, they stuck with it. They trusted it. You know, obviously had some big time performances really from everybody that stepped foot out there last night. And yeah, I mean, it's just kind of, you know, we'll continue to keep that chip on our shoulder. We've been talking about it. Hey, we weren't even supposed to be here according to everybody else. And you know, we'll keep acting that way and stay desperate and just keep playing good basketball and continue to do what we've done all season. And we're beyond excited. And that one is that is a moment I will genuinely cherish and remember for the rest of my life with this team. And I'm just so happy for them. I know, you know, myself and our assistants, you know, our whole staff, we just wanted that one so bad, just for our players. You know, for our program and for honestly everybody that's come through this Central Women's Basketball program, like we said, over the last, you know, 23 years to finally get that win against Simpson and break the streak. You know, what a way to do it.
Absolutely. What a way to do it indeed. And one thing I want to talk about, we talked about it a little bit before we started the interview here, was just the resilience of this team. Again, a game that they weren't necessarily supposed to win, a game they weren't supposed to be in to begin with. And you go into overtime, you get down 8, able to come back, force double overtime. Just talk about the resilience of this group and their ability to overcome that deficit and just the obstacles and things that stood in front of them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that just attributes to the growth and the big steps forward that each of them have taken individually, but what, you know, that we've taken as a team. You know, because I think we were in a lot of those games last year, a lot of those close, tight matchups, those, you know, close games at the end. And you know, unfortunately last year for us, we found ourselves on the losing side quite a bit. Still very resilient. We always made a nice comeback, kept ourselves in the game, but just we're never really quite able to get over the hump. And you know, even this year we found ourselves in a lot of those games. Sometimes, you know, that's the big steps forward that we've taken. Sometimes we were able to hold out and get it done. Sometimes it was a really tough loss that we had to take on the chin. But no, I mean, that this is one of the most resilient groups out there. And you know, we talked about that was a big part about what we talked about pregame. You know, after we wrapped up personnel and offense and defense, you know, our one of our keys and kind of my pregame speech was talking about just we can bend tonight. They're going to go on runs. They're going to go on big runs. They're going to go on 6-0 runs in 10 seconds. And we can bend. The one thing we cannot do is break. And whether that was in the second quarter when we got down 7 or 8, late in the fourth quarter with, you know, 2.5 minutes left, down 5 or 6, a quick 8-0 run to start overtime in a minute and a half, they they held their own and they held true. And we didn't break last night, and it was all about our response. And I could not be any prouder of every single player we've got in our program. You know, I could not be any more proud than I am right now.
And we talk about those performances as we're talking to Justin Wheatland, head coach of the Central women's basketball team. We could probably talk about each individual kid, but because of time, I want to focus on one, because I think this would probably meant more to her than some. But being from Indianola, Emily Naughton in the American Rivers Conference Tournament, in her home city there, gets her hometown school, puts up a huge performance both offensively, defensively, just a great player and a great performance on the biggest stage that she's played in at the collegiate level.
Yeah, I mean, that she was unbelievable last night, and a huge part of it, like I said, we had a lot of massive performances out there, you know, having five in double digits. But not only, obviously, yeah, she scored 21 points, going 9 for 13. But I think the biggest thing on the offensive that came down to is she hit some big shots to tie it or to go ahead, to take us into overtime, to get us into double overtime. And she did that while, you know, being pressed for 50 minutes the entire game and kind of single-handedly at times breaking that press for us. And then again, all while guarding, you know, an absolutely unbelievable player in Molly Luttmer, and basically face guarding her and running around with her all night. Yeah, I mean, that's who Emily Naughton is. She just brings a different level of toughness. She's not going to take anything from anybody. And the great thing about it was it wasn't just her last night. That was our team last night. We were just extremely tough. But yeah, to see her do that on that kind of stage, I'm hoping the light bulb starts to go off a little bit, and she understands that she can do that every single game if she just plays, you know, with that kind of composure, with being under control like she was last night, and just, you know, being kind of the engine that makes our team go.
And Coach, I would love to sit here and just totally talk about all the highs of last night, but unfortunately, you guys don't get a lot of time to celebrate this one because you got more basketball to play. You get to go to Coe College, which will be tonight when this airs, tomorrow at the time of this recording, against the Coe Hawks, a team that you had some success with the second time around here. What's it going to take to be able to refocus up and then go into Cedar Rapids on Thursday night and come away with a big win?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to take the same approach we did, you know, after the last regular season game against Luther. We're definitely going to enjoy the moment, you know, last night and even a little bit more today. I think that's completely okay. I want our girls to have that time, to really just relish it. Right. But at the same time, understanding and continue to have them understand that, you know, just because we've gotten to this point and we, you know, got that massive, massive win last night, that we're not done yet. We still got a lot left. And you know, it's another great co team, and I know they had a bye, and we're coming off of a double OT game, and we basically got one day in between, but we're playing really good basketball right now, really, really good team basketball on both ends of the floor, and that's all it is at this time when you're talking about tournament basketball. It's who's playing. Playing the best at this point, and feel like we're in that you know, in that talk, and so we'll enjoy it. We'll get obviously back to work at practice tonight. Going to be pretty light. Walk through some things, get some shots up, cover, you know, some maybe small adjustments here and there, but you know, I think for us, nothing changes. We've been fighting for our season the last 3.5 weeks. We've been taking it one game at a time. We just got to keep that chip on our shoulder. We've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks that, hey, we weren't even supposed to be here according to everybody else. You know, getting picked 7th. I know it's just preseason rankings, but we took notes. And, you know, we thought, you know, we think we're a great team and can if we, you know, bring that same energy, that same discipline, that same lock in, we can play with anybody. So it's just keeping that mindset, keeping that chip on our shoulders and understanding that, yeah, we're not done yet.
You guys are not done yet. Coach Wheeler, appreciate the time. Congrats on a big win over Simpson. Best of luck against Co. on Thursday night.
Appreciate it. Go Dutch.
Absolutely. That was Justin Wheeler, head coach of the Central College women's basketball team here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page.